Another California mass shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Seven people are dead at two nursery farms in Half Moon Bay, California. That's about 30 miles south of San Francisco. A suspect identified as 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao has been arrested.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident, and a semi-automatic handgun was located in his vehicle.
San Mateo County, California Sheriff Christina Corpus says they believe Zhao acted alone. He was described as a disgruntled employee at one of the businesses. An 11th person has died from Saturday night shooting at a ballroom outside Los Angeles.
We still don't have a motive, but we want to know the motive behind this tragic event.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says they searched the shooter's home and found more weapons and ammunition. In the wake of two mass shootings just days apart, in Democrat-controlled California, Governor Gavin Newsom says Republicans are to blame for gun violence.
They can lay claim to being tough on crime and have the backs of the citizens of this country, but they fail. Overwhelmingly, the Republican Party has failed to meet that task of keeping Americans safe.
Four members of the Oath Keepers group have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 incursion at the U.S. Capitol building. Two leaders of the Oath Keepers were convicted by a different jury a few weeks ago. The Food and Drug Administration says most Americans now have enough protection from COVID-19 to begin offering vaccinations on an annual basis, much like the flu shot. Americans would no longer have to keep track of how many shots they've received or when. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 254 points, NASDAQ up 224, the S&P 500 closed 47 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jury selection has begun in the highly anticipated murder trial of a formerly prominent South Carolina attorney, Alex Murdaugh.
So far, the questions aren't for those who have investigated Murdaugh. They've been for the potential jury members.
If you're not a U.S. citizen, please stand. If you're not a resident and citizen of Colleton County, please stand.
Judge Clifton Newman used questions like that thus far to whittle down two groups asking, among other things, what they may have heard about the case and through what sources. Also, if Murdaugh had represented them in court. One person did stand up for that. The trial on whether Murdaugh killed his wife and son is set to begin later this week, once a jury and several alternates are seated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The remains of a Confederate general unearthed from beneath a monument in Richmond, Virginia, have now been reinterred at a cemetery in his hometown. Last month, Richmond, which was the Confederacy's capital, removed the statue of Confederate General A.P. Hill and his remains buried beneath it. On Saturday, hundreds of people, including Confederate reenactors, gathered to pay their respects to the general at a ceremony in his hometown of Culpeper, Virginia. In the Midwest, police are looking for a body last seen in a funeral home's van.
Police in Illinois have released surveillance photos of a man suspected in the weekend theft of a funeral home van that contained the remains of a man. That vehicle was taken from the Collins and Stone Funeral Home in Rockford along the Illinois-Wisconsin border. It was found Sunday about 90 miles away in Chicago, but the man's remains were not inside. Rockford police say they're working with law enforcement agencies throughout the area to help locate the missing remains. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
State lawmakers in Oregon now considering a ban to ban the sale of kangaroo parts aimed at sports apparel manufacturers using the leather from those animals to make their products. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.